Next up, a disabled man who broke his nose and fractured his hand after falling out of his wheelchair in Belfast earlier this week had to wait at the side of a road for over an hour before an ambulance arrived to treat his injuries. 30-year-old Craig has cerebral palsy and relies on his motorised wheelchair to get around, but on Monday he took a tumble on the Shankill Road. Left him bleeding and bruised, broken bones, deep cuts. And he says his ordeal was made worse by the slow response of the ambulance service and by the reaction of those who chose to walk on past them. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, went to visit him at his home in Glencairn.
Well, I suffer from cerebral palsy. I also suffer from scoliosis. And that's the reason why I need my chair. And also, the meals that I do, Nicola, is also very important that I have my chair. But unfortunately, the food plate got caught on the day and I coincidentally fell out of my chair.
So you are in a chair. You like to be very independent. So you were going to somewhere in your chair on your own?
I was going to my brother's to see my nephew. I was going along the pathway and the wee gullies that the rain normally drains from, the chair, my foot plate got caught because it was dropped.
And you fell out onto the street, and I can see your injuries are horrendous. You've broken your nose, you've got two black eyes, a very, very black nose, your chin is very heavily grazed, and your hand is heavily bandaged here as well. So you were lying on the street and you were obviously bleeding very heavily. What happened whenever you fell out of the chair? You said there were three people there to help you.
Yeah, there were three people there to help me and I don't know their names. I would like to go down and thank them at some stage because without them I would be in a worse state than I am today. I was just in awe of shock. As I said before, tell you, Nicola, embarrassment and just being like this and people walking by, you know, would they like to be disabled and to rely on a piece of equipment? I don't
think
so.
Did people walk by you while you were lying there, not
help
you?
Yep, absolutely, 100%. Till I got to the bookie, when I fell out, the three fellas got me tiles. They got me toilet paper and they actually wanted the phone and ambulance, but I suppose down to the shock and it just happening, I said no, it didn't matter. But then I got to the flower shop where I met Stu and he said, look, Craig, you need an ambulance. I think your nose is broke. And because it was him, I took up the opportunity for his help.
You must have been in a lot of pain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the embarrassment was the most harrowing thing, Nicola. We waited for an ambulance between an hour and 45 minutes for an ambulance.
And what was happening to you at that time? You were waiting for an ambulance.
Well, I was complaining of pain in my wrist, pain in my foot, and we called the ambulance on all of occasions of four or five times. I also requested a wheelchair ambulance because obviously with me having the rods in, I couldn't risk a spinal injury. That was declined. The guy, Stu, had asked for a wheelchair ambulance. That was declined because obviously with me having the rods in, I thought that it would be too risky to move me. So they just sent a normal ambulance and put me on the stretcher without a spinal board. I wasn't strapped. I didn't have the blocks in the clay, you know, the blocks that you have to secure your head. I didn't have that. Now, the ambulance men were very genuine and they apologised.
Did they give you any indication about why it took so long?
No, absolutely not, Nicola. The handlers wouldn't give any information. And as I say, on the third call, they told my father that the ambulance hadn't been dispatched. No ambulance had been dispatched.
So you were waiting well over an hour for this ambulance to arrive?
Yeah, an hour and 45.
In the meantime, was your body going into shock? Were you in a lot of pain?
Yeah, my ankles, but my wrist was in more pain, Nicola. You know, because that's the wrist that I used to drive with. But I knew there was something wrong because my mother had asked for them to x-ray it, and only for my doing that, they wouldn't have done it.
And you were also saying that once you got to the Royal Victoria Hospital, describe what you were witnessing whenever you got there.
Chaos. Where at one stage I was put outside the slush where they get the, obviously, for the patients to go to the toilet, they can't get up and go themselves. But it was absolute chaos. And I can't thank the nurses enough, and the doctors, they were very attentive, but it was absolute chaos.
What has the aftermath been from this accident?
I couldn't face getting in my chair, Nicola. This is the first I've been in it from the accident happened, because she being like this, it's so difficult normally. But it was made even more difficult when the accident happened.
And you said to me at the very beginning, you're a very independent person. Has this affected you about going out on your own?
I won't let it beat me, Nicola, because I was only in pain when I was born. So and after the scoliosis operation that I received, I'll not let it get me down.
Well, it's just awful, isn't it? Absolutely awful. We did get a statement from the ambulance service about what happened. They said as a result of the information received from the caller, the incident was categorised as Category B. They say that they normally try to respond within 21 minutes for a Category B, but the response time on this occasion was 67 minutes, and they're apologising for that. They say that the service A&E vehicles do not have wheelchair access, but non-emergency vehicles do. Well, that's interesting in itself, isn't it? Why wouldn't they have wheelchair access? As the caller, they say, was requesting an emergency vehicle, wheelchair access could not have been provided in this situation. So just not acceptable, is it, that Craig was treated like that?